Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Jeanette Abney. I'm losing my voice. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I am the host of Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. And many of you also know that I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. And being a therapist is interesting work because individuals are not only, we talk about licensed LMFTs, LCSWs, which are licensed clinical social workers. We have LPCCs. We have mental health specialists. We also have life coaches. And the work that we do is very important as it relates to the lives of other individuals because many individuals deal with issues that either have to do with relationships, mental health, their personalities, a lot of different things that may be going on in their lives. Now, tonight is one of those issues that some individuals will come to a therapist or a life coach as it relates to interacting with other people. Uh-oh, I just did something. And tonight, we're going to be addressing insecurity. And when we talk about insecurities, I used to hear people say, you know what, you just insecure. Or I want to build my self-confidence. I want to start engaging in more self-care. I want to be aware of how I see me. You know, I do a lot of work, like I said, a lot of different individuals. And one of the things that we talk about is other people's opinion of you ain't none of your business. Because a lot of times we carry these beliefs and thoughts about ourselves, and it makes one kind of question, where did that come from? Because words are powerful. They're very powerful. Words can build a person, and words can also break a person down. Now, when we talk about insecurities and how this even starts, a lot of times it can start in our childhood. People don't realize when you say things to kids, I was just talking to my niece. I kind of butted in on her conversation as she was trying to talk to her son, and she was telling him some things, and I started saying some things to her. Wasn't that I was trying to be rude and interfere with the conversation, but I just wanted to let her know that sometimes when we're talking to kids, we don't want to have them to strive towards perfection because that could be a setup too because nobody is perfect. But you also don't want to break them down by saying certain things and putting these words in their spirits like you're dumb, you're fat, you're this, you're that. And I was sharing with her how when I went to go see a doctor one time, and the doctor called me grossly obese, and I said, your mama. I said, I may be obese, but I ain't gross. So we start talking about insecurity, and I'm going to be giving you some information in regards to the different types of insecurities. And if you want to call in on the show, if you, your teenager, someone you know, or you're dating, or you're married to, you are starting to kind of pick up that they are projecting their insecurities onto you, or they're blaming you for things about how they feel about themselves or the way they feel about themselves, let's talk about it. I know some of you probably be going trick-or-treating and Halloween, and I don't do that because I'm not going to be begging for no candy because I don't need no candy, and I don't even buy candy to even give out. Now, we start talking about insecurities. Insecurity is defined as a feeling of inadequacy. Where did you get that from, that you are inadequate, meaning not being good enough? I tell individuals, I may not be good enough for you, but I'm good enough for me. And when we start talking about this not being good enough, it produces anxiety about your goals, relationships, and your ability to handle certain situations. Because sometimes it can interfere with your day-to-day life. Because individuals will walk around feeling as if they're just not enough. And that's not always true or the case. Now, everyone deals with insecurity from time to time. We all do. Now, I'm sitting here now. My eye is not itching, but my eye has been red for a couple of days. And even though my eye has been red, I'm like, ooh, if it be red, I'm going to give it two more days, and I'm going to go to the doctor. Because I don't trust the doctor, especially with putting something in my eye. So when we start talking about that, it can appear also with the insecurity, not only from time to time, but it can appear in all areas of their life, and it can come from a variety of different causes. Now, we got a caller calling in. Let me log on this person because I am late putting this information out, which I should have put it out earlier. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Person's Predicaments. How are you doing?
Hi, Jeanette. Get that eye looked at.
I am. I'm going to have to because it's red, but it's only in the spot. And I'm like, I don't know if my hair is irritating my eye. I don't know what the heck is going on, but my eye is red. And I don't want to put no eye drops in it because I saw on the news they were talking about a recall on eye drops. And I'm like, But yeah, something going on with my eye. Bad enough, my vision bad, but now my eye red. Uh-huh.
So you better get down to that optometrist.
I know.
That's a serious thing.
That's like stepping on the scale. You know, my driver's license used to say, must wear corrective lenses, and I refuse to do it because it's harder for me to see with the glasses on, and I can't do contacts. I can't stick nothing in my eye. I'm a scary cat. But I got
to Because the last time I went to renew my license, I messed around and had my glasses on while I was taking the picture. And the lady said, you sure you want to have them glasses on? Because you're going to have them on when you, you know, if you get pulled over. I said, oh, yeah.
What happened with me, I took the eye test, and I heard them talking about me. And they said, is she blind? And the woman said, no, I don't think so. I said, and I'm thinking, you guys trying to trick me. Now I've got numbers and letters on this eye chart. How you go? It used to either be all letters or you looking at all. They had both. And I thought I was being tricked. So when I heard them talking about me, I said, excuse me, but can I go use the bathroom? And they said, sure. When I walked out, I made a song and I memorized the eye chart. So I said, well, can I go take the test again? And they said, yeah. I walked up. I'm all big and bad, right? I had no insecurities about my vision because I memorized the chart, the lines, everything. I saw the song. I walked up to that line. That woman said, oh, no, not this one. I said to myself, I don't care because I memorized the other one, too. Well, my bathroom memorized that one, too. So I went over there, passed that eye thing. They said I had 20/20. I couldn't see nothing. But they still put on my DMV thing, must wear corrective lenses. So this time, I thought I was slick when COVID hit. And the DMV was closed. And my license had expired 2 days before DMV closed down. So I said, you know what? I don't drive a bus no more. I don't need a passenger endorsement anymore. I'm tired of doing this DMV physical. And these people keep asking me all these questions, like, do you snow? Do I want to lie or do I want to tell the truth? How am I supposed to know if I snow if I'm asleep? You know, so I didn't want to answer them questions. So I said, you know what? I'll just go to a regular old Class C license. And that's what I did. So now this time my thing don't say what must wear corrective lenses on there anymore because they don't play fair. Hmm. They just do not play fair. So when it comes to insecurities, or being insecure, what is your definition? How do you view insecurities?
Well, how do I define insecurity? You're insecure, you know. You're just not, you know, you're wary about a situation. You're not feeling good about a situation. You're feeling, you know, a certain kind of way. You're getting weird vibes.
What if you get
that making sense?
About yourself? Because, see, some individuals, we view them as being insecure within themselves. You know, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not. Sometimes it's like when we talk about these self-doubts and these insecurities, and I was talking to one of my childhood person that I knew since middle school, posted something on Facebook, and I responded, and she was saying that I wanted her to join in on the show tonight about this because growing up, like I said, I never struggled with insecurities. Even though I had a mother that was, her mouth was lethal, I didn't let that sink into who I was as a person. I didn't know what I looked like. I didn't know what my name was. I didn't, because her mouth was horrible. But, somebody's calling me. But the thing is, when we would talk about that, give me 1 second. Hey, you know what? You called me at the wrong time.
I just found my phone, so it was missing in action. I'm back, and I'm letting y'all know I'm back online. All right, bye.
Don't hang up. I got a question.
Answer.
Okay, because I'm putting you on the radio. How do you view insecurity? Because I had a question. We're talking about, my question was, and I was about to ask
you,
call it.
Why you put me on the spot like that?
Because you called me.
Are we on radio right now?
Yes, we are. I'm on live.
Okay, all right, let's go with it then.
Okay, so
insecurity.
Here we go.
Insecurity is a person that don't have a lot of, don't have a lot of love for themselves and don't respect themselves, and maybe somehow through childhood or birth, or maybe somebody did something to them, and they got a lot of insecurities that they need to work through.
Okay, they need to work through, but my question was, and growing up, I was talking about how my mother's mouth was, because, you know, Jean was, ooh, her mouth was horrible. And you didn't know me when I was young.
I like that, because guess what? We wasn't born in their time, so therefore they had to be hard.
Correct.
To make sure that we understood what they had went through to make sure that we were better.
Correct. But some people, that can break them down, and some individuals carry a lot of childhood trauma and insecurities. Now, my question was, and I had for Mr. Ed, and I won't call it to call in, is when we look at today's society and an insecure man versus an insecure woman. Now, you know with me, Roger, I didn't even like having insecure friends. If my friends was needy or feeling sorry for themselves, I couldn't handle that because my personality was different. But from a man's perspective, you know, I used to call you, you was more like Captain Save-A-Ho, because you was playing Robin Hood, you take from the poor and give to the poor. But you dealt with a lot of people, and you always was, like, helping people with a lot of different things, even if they didn't feel good about themselves. How do you handle that as a man dealing with insecure women? Or what are some of the things that you can see and tell, like, you know what, this is a problem?
Okay. Peep game. It's like this. Life deal you different hands, and mothers give you the game from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got uncles and aunts that give you the auntie.
Because mm-hmm.
mom and dad sometimes is not there, so you got uncles and auntie that shows you, hey, this is what you got to do. This is how you got to hustle. This is how you got to do this and that. So, in saying that, it's to say this. You got to play different hands, just like the Republicans and the Democrats.
Okay.
You got to be able to play different hands. Hey, if the Speaker of the House says, hey, this is what we got to do in order to get this bill passed,
uh-huh.
It's the same thing in a relationship.
Okay,
hey, hold on. I love this girl over here, but you don't have this money over here. I ain't got it either, but I know I can get from this female over here that'll help me out. But however, I know I got to give it back to her, but I don't want her to be without. That's like speaking the house. We do things, hey, we play government games, even though we playing government games just like the government and the politicians play to make things work with our daily lives.
You just make it work. You know, Roger, you funny because I used to watch you with some of the women that you would be around and in your inner circle, and I would be like, why is he dealing with this? What the world? And then when we take an insecure man that may be dealing with some issues or some insecurity, we're going to be talking about signs of insecurities and how to build your self-confidence and, you know, what to do when you're feeling insecure. But then you got those that kind of overcompensate to where they may have insecurities, but they don't let their insecurities get in their way because you'll never you would know. And we'll use your friend for instance, okay?
Okay, okay. On that one right there, psychologist, I'm going to say this. I thought I was the shit back in 1980s, whatever era.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman said something to me, and it broke me the fuck down. Excuse my language.
Uh-huh.
She said, you ain't the shit. And I thought I was. But when this particular woman said that to me, I was like, huh? After all these years, I got you. And then all of a sudden you're going to say this to me? Yep. Yeah. Messed my...
Jacked you up, huh?
It messed me up. And I'm like, okay, all right, that's how you feel about it. And then I had to go back and do a recess and take a time out and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I still haven't gotten over that because I thought I'm, you know what, I still am, the man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still the man, but at that point in time in my life, I was had it going on. I was doing this, I was doing that, and man, when she said that to me, it broke me down.
And you know what? And that's sometimes what happens when we talk about insecurity. And I was talking about your friend because he sent me some pictures, and he put on a picture cocky. Mr. Cocky, because I'm looking at him, I'm like, okay, which one? I know what he looks like. I know what he, and he's always been overconfident and cocky. But then he never showed his insecurities. He never put it out there like that. And that's the thing with men. Now, Mr. Ed, what's your take on that? If has a woman ever said something to you or you walk around like you the S-H-I-T or you got, and then it took one person to say something.
Okay, I'm gonna hit you right there with this one right here on your appeal on your podcast, and I hate to chime in like this. I'm going to say this. When a woman says, when you're dating a woman and you think she's your girl, and then y'all going through some shit, excuse me, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, and then she hits you below the belt and she says, Your in ain't it. It ain't living up to the standard. And then you look at her, because I had a woman at one point in my life and told me, she says, yo, whoop-de-whoop. And I looked at her and, okay, this back in 1985,
mm-hmm.
when I thought I was all that out of my brain, and then you telling me my man ain't all my man, and girl, you got me effed up. But anyway, moving on. But when you talk about somebody's manhood, and you talk about, if you really want to check a man up, talk about his penis.
Oh yeah.
And then when you talk about a man's penis, and he ain't adding up this and this and that. It's a whole different story. And then you'll find out about manhood and who that dude is, this and this and that. So it's a whole different story, especially when you're a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
But at any given moment in time, things change in life. And you learn who you are, and you got to respect who you are, and you got to respect who your partner is.
Mm-hmm. And see, when we talk about different insecurities, there's different levels of insecurities, and there's different types of insecurities. Because, see, you talking about, I remember, like I said, when I was talking about my mom, I remember Cece told my mother one time.
Oh, there you go. Don't talk about
I'm so
this.
Tired of these little dick
don't
jokes.
Don't talk about this. You better not talk about Code 45.
Every time you get around people, you want to talk about dicks. And I was like, why would y'all do that to this man? You know this man is older, you know. But that's what she would do. Now, and then we talk about, what does that make an insecure person? Because
no, I don't think that was an insecure person. I think that's a person that is strong will and know who they are. And the person that they're dealing with is insecure about who they are, because Miss Jean was a strong-willed woman, and she handled her business, and she told it how it is. Now, let's move on.
Okay, Mr. Ed. talking about a woman, because when it's somebody you like and somebody that you are into say something, we take it more personal. And it seems like that's why in a relationship, some of these insecurities kind of blow up, because people will take that and pick at it and use that to their advantage to break another person down.
I'm going to say this on that. Check this out. If you're dealing with a person and you got insecurities and they got insecurities, get the fuck on. Now let's keep it moving. What else you got? Because we ain't got time. We ain't got time for motherfuckers that got short tempers or ain't got no motherfucking money. Because I'm like Puppy. I ain't got time for people with short money.
Okay, let Mr. Ed speak on this. Mr. Ed, what have been some of your experiences with dealing with something where someone that may have said something or tried to belittle you or put you down or put you in that situation? Because sometimes people that don't feel good, hurt people hurt other people. And they may not show their insecurities, but will be quick to point the finger at yours. You know, I get accused all the time. You always want to be the smartest person in the room. No, I don't. Or you think you know everything. Or because you, I be looking at them like, really? That lets me know you're not on my level. That let me know that you really have a problem with who I am. And you know, Roger, you know, because you've been knowing me for over 30 years, I really don't give a damn. I really don't.
I don't give a damn either, but you my motherfucking psychologist. You analyze me. And you've been been here with me, like you said, for 30 motherfucking years. And I love you. I love you. And you the truth. And if they out there listening to you, they better motherfucking realize you the truth. And you ain't telling them no lies. They better get that shit together, because,
You've been doing me before I even became who I am. You know, it's crazy because.
You're my therapist.
He asked me last night. He said, when I was fussing and venting and still going out, he said, well, do you think it would have been better off if you would have stayed a bus driver? I said, no, because that was not for me. Hey, I used to get in trouble driving the bus.
You evolved. You took me to something that I didn't even know what the fuck it was, a deposition. Roger, you need to come to the deposition with me. A deposition. Okay, I'm rolling with you. You got brain cancer and everything. All right. And then I learned some things. People are not always going to be on your team. They are always going to be against you, especially when you're right. And they want to prove you're wrong, especially when you're right. So therefore, you got to always protect yourself at all times. Call Crump.
You silly, but you know
we ain't got that other guy, so we got Crump now.
Well, the thing is, Roger, you've been around me for many, 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 many years. Even when you're not around me and you catch up with me,
I love you. Hey, wait, hold on. You got sisters that are always my sisters, and I love each and every one. Y'all picked me up off of Hill Street. We ain't even going to talk about what Hill Street was back in the day before it became Coast Highway. But anyway, moving on. Hey, Jeanette, you the bomb. Your sister Angel is the bomb. Boogie is the bomb. Y'all got the three of you. And your mom made sure all of you guys were right. Were right. And I'm the brother from another mother. And I love you guys tremendously. Immensely. So anything you want to do, I'm going to try to keep my phone on, because I was so upset that I lost my phone because I couldn't, I want my T ain't got no way to call me. Hot man. And then I'm like, how's Jeanette going to get in touch with me? But anyway, moving on. Stress, anxiety, loyalty, all those things are very, very important. Mm-hmm. Loyalty. Anxiety gives you aneurysm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about loyalty yesterday. That was the topic. Was the topic for yesterday? No, that probably was the topic for last week. I forgot. We talked about something yesterday. I don't even remember. But But the, oh no 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 no. We talked about cheating, I believe, yesterday. Cheating and adultery was yesterday.
Cheating in the next room.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Okay, but the thing is, we're gonna move. We ain't talking about that topic.
Ain't nothing
right
wrong with cheating. Sometimes you gotta cheat because it makes your relationship grow stronger.
Because
if you don't cheat, then therefore she don't know or he don't know how much she means to you.
Mm. But you cheat.
But
yourself.
It ain't good to cheat. But
okay, so we go
Roger.
We go move right along. Talk about the insecurity.
Move
right
along.
Okay. All right. We go move right along. Now when we talk about insecurity, is a feeling of inadequacy, not being good enough, and uncertainty when you don't feel sure about something. It can produce anxiety about your goals, meaning, you know, if you got some insecurity, people talk about what they can't do. I tell people, if you say you can't do, you won't do. If you talk about, you come up with all of these barriers and these roadblocks, and I call them excuses, these things can hinder your goals in life because of these insecurities. I remember my mother used to tell me, well, you're not smart enough to do this. You can't do this. You can't do that. Mm. Don't tell me what I can't do because I will do it. Unless you're trying to use reverse psychology on me. Now, it can also have difficulties or impede in your relationship and your ability, like I said, to handle certain situations. Now, I'm going to ask you, Mr. Ed, because Roger was going on and on and on. What do you think triggers some people's insecurities, Mr. Ed? Because we know the name calling, putting people down. What are some other things that may trigger one's insecurity?
Is Roger cool right now?
Roger is on one. That's Roger. You don't know Mr. Roger. Oh. But what are some things that you see that may trigger one's insecurity?
I just wanted to know because, you know, he be kind of like, you know.
Do you want me to jump in?
I'm not.
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, Roger. What triggers insecurity?
Money.
What'd you say, Roger?
Can I go there?
Yes, you can go there. What triggers some people's insecurities?
Money.
Money? You think money triggers insecurities?
Lack of education.
Okay, that's good.
Money, lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
And friendships let you down.
Mm-hmm. You know what? One is huge, Roger, is a lack of self-esteem. A lot of individuals lack self-esteem because they don't feel good about themselves. And, you know, and one of the questions is it bad to be insecure? It's not really
bad to be insecure, but God dang it. I mean, God dog. But if you ain't thinking, you said something to me one day, man, I ain't going to tell you no lie. What was the name of that place? Vista Entertainment Center.
Okay.
You remember Vista Entertainment Center?
Yes, you know what? It ain't when you was about to push somebody out the window, was it?
No, not that.
Not that
time. No. You always said, you know what, Rod? Every time that you in a spot, you go for the closet though.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you're looking like, no matter what it is, you're going for the gun though. Who she is, what it is, never matter to you.
Mm-hmm. True.
You remember you said that to
you
me?
Don't.
That was like 30 years ago.
You don't.
That's definitely thing. That's definitely thing. That's confidence and that's, hey, it is what it is.
That never stops you from approaching
a
woman.
I am mean. That's what I like. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-confidence. Self-confidence is what you want and you go for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait on nobody to give you anything. You go for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Okay, next question. Come on, I can do this with you all day. This is in our warehouse. We've been doing this for 30 years, girl. Go ahead on. When I was walking down the street, and I would wave at you.
Yeah,
come on now.
I'm really enjoying the Jeanette and Roger show right now.
Come on, man. This is my partner right here. We can do this all day on the podcast. Come on, now. Come on.
One of the things, and it talks about some of the top insecurities that people have, beauty.
Which is?
They start feeling like they don't look good enough. I see you, Dale. They question their look.
Oh, my God.
I remember somebody called me.
Man, are all you gotta do is get some Dawn and some soap and some Lysol. You'll be all right.
Wait a minute, I'm laughing because Dale, but Dale is watching. Somebody called me a big nose, B-I-T-C-H, right? I took a picture, and I took a picture, and I sent it to him. I said, I'm a beautiful big nose bitch.
Okay.
He didn't know how to handle that one.
Wait, hold on, Nick. You should have said, it could have been bigger.
But you know what? But the thing is,
it could have been bigger.
Roger, you know that ain't never been in.
Come on, man, let's play. You want to play? Let's play. It could have been bigger.
That's
what
true.
We want to do now?
I know. But you know what? When we start talking about these things, and some of the top insecurities in women is beauty. That's the biggest insecurity. Women start looking and comparing themselves to other women. You know,
and they shouldn't, and they never should, because you're only going to be you. You only get one you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
and
only get one you, and your beauty is your beauty.
And you know, Roger, because I ain't never been in the makeup. I ain't never been to, that ain't never been my thing. So to tell me something like that, that ain't going to hurt my feelings.
But you say, but my sister, I love you, because guess what? Everybody ain't got your damn brain. But anyway, moving on. Let's get this podcast moving. Come on, man. Everybody ain't smart, but everybody ain't dumb either. Everybody is made in God's fashion and for God's like. So therefore, just because you don't have those, God don't like beauty, and he don't frown on ugly.
Thank you.
Therefore, you where you need to be.
We got another caller calling in. You got me laughing, Roger. Let me log this person on because they call it in. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about insecurities, and we're talking about some of the insecurities that women have, insecurities that men have, how do you overcome these insecurities, and what do you do when you're feeling insecure? Because there's a lot of different things. So, person just logged in. Number ended in 23. What do you want to add to the show?
Well, first, I just wanted to respond to the comment.
Oh, yeah, you called me the big
nose. Beautiful nose, even though.
So the person that called me the big nose,
I just wanted to say you do have a beautiful nose.
Better to smell you with.
Anyway, as far as insecurities go, insecurities is something that people acquire throughout the growth of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Some let it show, some don't let it show, but all of us have certain insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on how we express them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people have an insecurity because other people have led them to believe that it's an insecurity. Like a child being told that he was ugly or he smelled or that would create an insecurity within a child that would carry that child into their adulthood. But once they grow up and really realize that it wasn't something that they should feel bad about or feel insecure about, it's something that they should just do something about, it's
correct.
No longer an insecurity. It's a learning curve.
Yeah, but the thing is, Jerome, when you get to it being a learning curve, you know, I was looking at a Facebook thing, and I told Tisha the short, the writer, and writer was thinking up my office, and I was like, ooh, you know. And Tisha was like, I told you spent a lot of time with him. And the thing is, we got to be mindful for what we say, because sometimes there are people out there that will try to, what they call them, dream killers, or break you down or say these things. And you know what? And my nose is like my mama's, so I just could never get rid of the nose. So that one thing that would bother me. So it was just funny that when you said it, I was like, and that's why when I sent you that picture.
Well, I wasn't the initial one who said it, so I was just repeating. But it's been broadcast like I initiated it. Nope, I ain't going to take all that.
Okay, so you ain't going to go for that?
Nope.
Okay, but that's I accepted your apology because I'm not saying I'm all that, but I know that I'm not that. So that's the thing. Okay, Mr. Ed, what do you want to say in regards to, like I said, one of the things is with women. One of the things that I know with men is a max man. Ed, what is one of the top or what some of the insecurities that some men deal with?
As far as I can tell, as far as insecurities go, There's different types, as you was mentioning earlier. You got the kind that one of the gentlemen that said about, you know, how they are things that have lingered throughout their life, either built up over time because of how they grew up or circumstances or whatever. And then you have those that are just based on the current situation. A person can be in a relationship that can make him feel insecure because of how the flavor of the relationship is going. Okay, for instance, you get into a happy relationship, everything is fine and dandy, and then after a while, you know, after the honeymoon and kind of died down, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, the woman starts, you know, acting different. You know, she starts doing things that she didn't do before. Okay, I mean, in the beginning, she treated you like you was the best thing since sliced bread. Now, almost everything you do is something wrong with it. She's always complaining or criticizing, you know. Ooh-wee. And then she's, you know, and you notice that she dresses up real, real nice to go out places that she didn't do like that before. You know, usually she throws some jeans and a T-shirt, you know, but now she gets all spiffy and high heels and smelling good just to go to the store. You know, and you're like, wait, so you start noticing these little things. So that kind of stuff right there can make you a little insecure, but you're starting to wonder, like, wait a minute, you know. And then if you do happen to see something that's a little weird, or you hear her on the phone talking to some guy, or you see something on the phone or something, and you ask her about it, and she gets to making it seem like you're just being, you know, ridiculous, and, you know, you can't help but feel a little weird or insecure at that point. Okay, so I'm talking about somebody like you're married. I'm not talking about somebody you're dating. I'm talking about somebody you're married to.
Do you address it with the person and say, hey, you know what? I'm noticing that you done changed. You wearing, instead of just your grandmama drawers, you got on some thongs. Or I'm noticing that somebody, are you? So you can have a conversation about that because they may be trying to impress you, but you may be missing it.
I doubt that. If they're getting dressed up, putting on thongs to leave, how that impresses me. Tell me that.
They may want you to notice it. They may want you to pay attention.
She's laying up in the house with her feet all dirty and, you know, all funky and stuff, head all nappy. But when she's ready to go to the store, she throws on thongs and smells all good to impress me as she's leaving.
I was asking about some of the insecurities that men normally deal with, and he started talking about how a woman can kind of switch up on him, and sometimes women would do that to play head games.
Insecurity from a man. Mm-hmm. Insecurity with a man comes from economic money. Because if you ain't got no finance, a woman really ain't going to deal with you unless you got the mind right or you trying to get your stuff together. She ain't really going to play with you. And if you ain't got your money together, she ain't got her money together either. So she's looking for a helpmate. Second of all, you are not in sync with that woman, and that woman's not in sync with you, it's going to cause friction.
Yeah.
And then if that woman is in sync with you, and you're not doing the things that you need to do to try to make that thing work, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
You know what, Roger? I want to say this. You got gold diggers out there. You got people that are trying to get over, and you don't even have to even be about money, because most women won't, I mean, you know, they used to say no romance without no finances. I get all of that. But if you are having a hard time and
you ain't never needed a man to help you with anything, so let's keep that real clear.
You
ain't never needed a man to help you with anything. So let's just be real clear with that. So you're on a whole different level than other women. So let's keep it moving. Let's make that real clear on the podcast. Now, moving on.
Roger. Roger.
Yes.
You're not being fair.
I am being fair because this is the podcast. We've been 100. You ain't never need nobody for you to do what you need to do. You handle your own. So let's keep it 100 on the podcast.
Roger, because I had no choice. I had no freaking choice. It ain't like I just said.
You got a mama. You got two sisters. You got outside brothers that love you.
I get that. But you know what, Roger?
So you had a whole different brain set.
Okay, Roger.
I understand that,
but I don't want individuals to think that it's all about just money. Because, see, if you are a team player and you working together.
Hold on, Nick. It's all about the money. Ask Donald Trump, ask the Republicans, ask your mama, ask me. If I ain't got no motherfucking money, I can't hang out with y'all.
But Roger,
I get left at home. Roger,
that wasn't always the truth. I wouldn't leave you at home.
Did I ever leave you at home? Yeah, we're right. You had my back every night. You had my back because you had to have my back because, anyway, moving on.
I never left you at home because you said you didn't have no money. You know I ain't never did that.
Okay, moving forward. All right, we did that. But money plays a real part in everybody's life.
It can, but you don't even know if you have enough. That's the thing with the money.
You ain't never
going
to have enough.
Thank you.
Oprah said it ain't a never enough. Right now, if you call Oprah, she'll say, I ain't got enough. Call Oprah right now. I ain't got enough. Call Tyler Perry. He's going to say, I ain't got enough.
Call
Jeanette. I ain't got enough. Because she got a team of people that she got to take care of, as well as myself.
But
she never want to run out.
Here's the thing, though, Roger. When we look
okay,
at it
I'm
from that perspective.
Go that voice.
Oh, leave me alone. When we look
I know
at
money
it from
can't
that,
buy a piece of mind.
That's true. And the thing is this, and peace. The thing is this, we don't want it to just be, and for some individuals, money is an insecurity because they want to give, but they don't have it. There's a difference in I don't have it versus I'm not trying to get it. Or someone and you busting your butt and they like sitting there waiting on you with a hand. That's a different scenario, Roger. A different scenario. Because you know, back in the day, I didn't always have it like I have it now.
You always had it. Who did I always call? You? Don't get it twisted.
Okay, Roger.
Even when you was in school. Even in the red van. All right, moving on. I love you, too.
What you say? Who they going to call, Jeanette? You know what? Never get it. It's time to Jeanette learned how to say
I called Jeanette. I knew who to call. Don't get twisted. But anyway, moving on. And I love you. And it's 30 years later, and we still cool.
You right. You absolutely
even when
right.
You was, I didn't even know what a deposition was, and you was on the bus. Come on, Roger. I need you to come suit up.
I knew who to call. I knew who to take where I needed to take them to, who had my back. So I needed
okay.
you to throw on your suit, and we were going to go in there, and we were going to handle this business.
Even though I walked 30 miles, you were still on the team.
You were still on the team.
Anyway, man, I love you. You're my fantasy because you know what? Hey, let's keep this motherfucking podcast real real. Jeanette is a therapist. She's a psychologist. She goes all out. I got mental illness, and Jeanette helped me through my fight through my shit. Because if it wasn't for Jeanette, she diagnosed me, whatever the word is, however you want to speak on it. I ain't rap tight. I'm an ex-Marine, and I got problems. Her and her sister picked me up off the street and made me part of their family.
Yeah,
and I'm going to speak on it. I love her mother. I love her two other sisters. And I'll be damned. I still wouldn't be that dude if I wasn't checking in with Jeanette Abney because she's a therapist, family counselor. She checked in with me, and I ain't right, and I'll probably never be right because she diagnosed me, and her family took me in.
Yes, we did.
And this is on the podcast, and this is real talk. This is personal.
And whenever you call me, I'll be right
there. I ain't got to tell y'all all this. But this girl right here is the truth. And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
She means everything. Jeanette, you everything.
Okay, Roger.
You're true.
Roger, I'm going to say this, Roger.
And I wasn't even supposed to go that hard.
You wasn't, because you were just calling me to tell me your phone was back on. But you know what the thing is, Roger? I've always been consistent, and a lot of people don't understand me, and I get it. It took me a while to get it, but I get it. And they don't. People don't understand that I've always had men around me that I would have talks with that will pour into me because you guys invested in me to help me be that woman that I became. And I appreciate you for that, too, because you've always had my back no matter what. Even if it took you an hour to get here because you had to walk, you was coming.
Hey, man, you always going to be my sister from, from Dean, Coke 45, baby.
You go come no matter what. Roger coming. Okay, so when we talk about these insecurities, and I want to talk about some information, talk about dating advice. And dating insecure men in the top 10 of the most common insecurities, he lies to you or exaggerates the truth. Now, Roger, you know I've been on you about that, too. But that's one of the signs.
Roger, come on. Okay, so when you talk about these insecurities.
Okay, I hear somebody, but I don't. Okay, what? Talk about the insecurities. What did somebody just say?
That was probably you because I was just now logging on to Facebook Live.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, that didn't sound like my voice. I thought that was Roger's girlfriend talking. I was going to say, where she at, Roger?
Trying to get me fired.
Uh-oh. Okay, I apologize. Okay. He lies to you or exaggerates the truth. Roger? Why do men or insecure men lie or exaggerate the truth?
One is because we don't want to lose what we got. But the second one is we want to play the field, but we can't play the field. So we like get discombobulated. Hey, this looks good over here, but I got this over here, but I'm screwed up now. So that's why we do what we do. Hey, and then on top of that is because sometimes what I don't really learn is this. You got a woman that really, really loves you, and she's working her ass off. She's working her ass off, and she don't have time to accommodate you the way that you want to be accommodated because she's working hard for the better good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say the better good. And you're not looking at the better good. You're looking at, like, I need this like right now. But I can't get this right now, so I got Peter over here. Lupita, she's like, she can do this for me right now. But then Lupita is going to mess up the whole household because Jeanette, she's been grinding for 40 fucking years to get this master's degree, and I've been thinking that this dude's gonna hold me down, and then he just like, dude, really? You let Lupita come in here, or Ashley come up in here, and
mess it all up,
and blow it up.
You wrong.
And you can't get it, and you can't get it back. I was working for a common goal. We working on vacation. We working on this. We working on that. I thought you were doing. I know you don't have a motherfucking master's degree.
Roger, are you in my head? Roger, are you in my head? You know you wrong. You know me too well. You cannot talk to me for a long time and always been able to pick up on my spirit. You get on my nerves for that.
But we doing this, and we supposed to be doing this together. But however, you tripped out, lost your damn mind, and brought her up in here like that.
Roger, you so wrong. Roger, I need to mute you. I don't even know why I answered this phone.
I don't even know why I called you for something else. I just, because I know I got my phone back, And I know T probably had called, and I didn't want him to trip the hell out thinking that, you know, because, you know, anyway, that's my dude, and
it is what it is. I know he called you,
and then you didn't call, but it is what it is, but we're going to do what we do, and we move the hell on.
Okay.
But however, people have insecurities, people got problems, and people don't know how to motherfucking communicate with people.
There you go.
If you got a problem, hey, look, my problem is this. I don't like you.
Mm.
I don't want to deal with you. Or the other problem could be is you said something to me that I didn't agree with. Okay. You don't have to agree with me on that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
I've got some more questions. Roger, I got to ask this question. I want to ask Jerome this question. This is the second one. That when you deal with an insecure man, he goes out of his way to show his masculinity or gets very defensive. What is the being defensive about? Now, when you're dealing with someone and you touch on that, you tap on that, and now they want to fight, they become very defensive. From your perspective.
I don't understand the question. Say, what's the question again?
This is. I'm looking at an article. It's about dating advice. And it talks about signs of an insecure man, how to date someone with insecurities. I asked Roger the one about he lies or exaggerates the truth. The second one, it says he goes out of his way to show his masculinity or he gets very defensive, meaning that's a sign that if something happened, they become very defensive. What is that about?
I really can't answer that because I never experienced nothing like that before, so I can't speak on it.
Okay, let me tell you.
He fucked up and he's trying to cover it up.
And if he bumps his chest like motherfucking Jerome and yo, he think he motherfucking handling shit, and then she motherfucking gonna be all right with. That's all that shit is.
This is what it says. It says usually confident men don't feel the need to prove themselves to anyone, but a sign of an insecure man is a fragile ego. If the situation arises or make them feel less macho, their ability to pick a fight, you might find him arguing a lot. If your man is too quick to feel offended, then that's a sign of insecurity.
Okay. Can I hit you with one on your podcast, Miss Jeanette? Okay, I'm going to hit you with a political one. The political one is a really good one. Ex-President Trump is a bad motherfucker. Bad motherfucker means he got money to fight. A lot of us who are not able to fight don't have that kind of money, so we take a deal.
Correct.
Donald Trump got money, so he ain't taking no deal.
That's why they're trying to get him
money. Therefore, he's not a weak man.
Mm. I'm going to disagree with you on him not being a weak man because I don't view him as being that bright, but...
No, he ain't right. I mean, you view him and however you want
to
view him, but he got the money to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of black people don't have that kind of money to fight the fight that Donald Trump has. And so you got to be, you got to commend him to fight the fight.
A lot of black people didn't do a lot of the crimes that he committed either.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right. So we're going to go back to that because I'm going to say this, Roger. Donald Trump has a lot of insecurities, too, that he put out there.
And projected his insecurities onto
a lot of other people, and that's one of the things that they're doing is getting him in his pocket, because if you can weaken his pocket, then you can weaken his ability because he tried to
bully
himself.
But you're not
going
to be able to weaken his pockets, because he got a lot of contributors. Well, that's every man's insecurity
if that's the case.
See, but here, and that's
if
a false...
If you weaken a man's pocket, shit, what?
Okay. Thank you for
question,
Mr. Matt. Where's the wife at right now?
I don't know where she is.
Moving on. We don't want to get
Mr. Ed, I got a question for you.
On your podcast, I love you. And you're doing a doggone thing for people of color. And you are sharing information that we really need to talk about, like with Will and Jada.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Will and Jada got that insecurity too. But see, you know what? This is the thing, though, Roger. I have a platform. And
yes,
by having a platform.
You got one right now. When are you going to come to the table in the black in the backyard? We can do a backyard conversation anytime, me and you.
A round table. We're going to do a round table.
A round table in the backyard with barbecue and the dog.
You just let me know when you're ready to come down, Roger, okay? Let me know you're ready
to
come
down. No, let me know when you're ready to come up and spend the night.
He's still trying to get me down to San Diego. You know I don't want to walk up some steps.
You know what? I'm on the podcast with Jeanette Abney, and she's the bomb. She's the circus. She's the truth. She's the real. And if you ever need, call 911.
You silly. Okay, Mr. Ed, another sign of insecurity is the person who tries to flatter you. What is that about? When they try to overcompensate or flatter you? What was your response on that?
What was the question again?
A person when they try to flatter you can be a sign of one's insecurity. It's a false sense of security by trying to flatter you. Y'all not helping me with this. Oh, now I need to get it going.
I never heard of a man
could just be into a woman and want to flatter her. How would that illustrate a false sense of security? That don't make
no
sense.
Here it is. A subdued sign, he treats you like a princess and says sweet things, like he considers himself lucky to have you as a girlfriend, like you are so far out of his league. He brings you expensive gifts. After a while, you realize his feelings are overwhelming, and he is pushy, and he starts to rush things. He's scared of losing you. It is a red flag when his sweet nature feels overbearing or possessive. See, so sometimes when they bring you all these gifts and flattering you, it ain't because they want to be with you all the time. Sometimes they'll start it, and they stop, and they cut it off. That's the flattery part.
Well, who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Based on experience, I'm going to just say this. Just based on experience, I had a thing one day. Okay, I don't normally do things for my woman, right? So one day I brought her a gift, and her thing was, what the hell did you do? I'm like, shit, I just was trying to be nice for the day. Why did I have to do something behind the gift? It didn't make no sense, but it did make sense.
Because if it's out of character, we know that most men will bring you flowers when they screw up or bring you candy when they screw, you know, and because it's not their norm. It's not their norm. So if it's consistent, then you know. But, you know, I mean, it's give or take. It's give or take. So these are just some of the things, and it says, like, another sign of an insecure person is they become jealous easily. They're constantly being critical of you. He is controlling and has trust issues. Then you know that that could be part of their insecurity is they don't trust people. Or they could have had experience from a bad breakup or a bad. They could be carrying some of those traits. He plays games with you. Or he just agrees with everything about you. You know, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to take a lot of time on this one. You know, that was the one thing, Roger, that used to drive me crazy about Jimmy. My mother would be sitting there talking about Jimmy like a dog. Jimmy be agreeing with her. Mm-hmm, yeah, you're right, Miss G. I mean, like, do you not know she's talking about you? Do you not? I did not like the way my mother. And, Roger, you know from knowing me, I have not ever, as you know, I've never mistreated nobody like that. And one of the reasons being is because I did not like how my mama talked to people. That just was not cool. I used to be like, somebody go punch her in the mouth. Because the stuff she would say would just be cruel. Straight cruel.
Because she's a fucking boss. And she was in control of her. And she know how she motherfucking know how to handle her business. Yeah. And she know who the fuck she was dealing with. So, moving on. And
okay.
I got to speak up on that. Call
all right.
45.
So, and you know what? And this is going to take us way over the time. Because ain't nobody else going to be calling in.
Is that Big Roger or Little Roger?
That's Little Roger. Big Roger is there.
I'm Little Roger. Oh, shit.
Big Roger passed away years ago. Oh. That's Little Roger.
Okay.
And Big Roger.
So now he's the only Roger.
I'm both of us.
He both of them now. He only Roger left.
I'm manifested or whatever the word is.
Really?
But anyway, hey man, I gotta let me hit you with the other one right here. When you have a woman and you love her. You don't have to be what's the word I'm looking for? It's not the fact that you're trying to I can't think of the word that I'm looking for. But anyway, let's look at it like this. You love her. You give her these gifts and shower her with whatever you want her to have.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that that she is all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you're just giving her a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if she wants to motherfucking walk away, that's on her to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
However, you don't want her to walk away if you really care about her. But when you give a woman a gift, it's giving her a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for her to, I want you to love me more and more and more. I gave you a gift because that's,
correct.
You know, how
I care.
Just a token of appreciation.
Token of appreciation, I care. I'm showing you, you know, because we got love languages. We got, some people are acts of service. Some
exactly.
people are
exactly.
words of affirmation.
And
some people are physical
touch. You know, I done gave a lot of love.
You do.
I gave more love than that. The love motherfucker to give.
You silly.
But I gave love because, you know, that's what the person that I was involved with at that point in time, that's what they needed.
Correct.
So correct. You give a person the love that they need at that particular moment in time.
Correct.
Love changes. It doesn't mean that I don't love you because I'm not intimate with you. I love you because you're there with me. I love you because we need to go to the hospital. I love you because I need to hold your hand. I love you because you're going through something. I love you because you're going through something with me. I love you because I thank you for caring about me to call me.
Mm-hmm.
I love you because you sent me that package at prison.
Mm-hmm.
I love you because, you know, you ain't forget about me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
love is a powerful thing, and love is a different type of lingo and language.
It is. It is, because people show their love differently.
From every individual got their own different styles, formulas, and all that.
I'm not married to you no more. Just because you divorced me doesn't say that I don't love you. I just not in love with you like that.
Correct.
But I love you, and I ain't gonna let nothing happen. I wish a motherfucker would. Cause I need that insurance policy to come through. Cause I kept that insurance policy.
You
don't get it fucked up.
Okay, so here we go. When we start talking about insecurities and we talk about lack of self-confidence, how do you improve your confidence? Because a lot of individuals struggle with confidence because they feel like...
Put yourself around other people. Do better. Know better. Do better.
Correct.
Hey, you put yourself around people that want you to do better, and you do better. You educate yourself. You
mm-hmm.
go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself around the people that you love that's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the people that's doing good, and they embrace you, and they want you to do good, too. That's how you step your game up.
Yeah. You build your self-confidence because...
I'm going to say this, as far as confidence, as far as self-confidence goes, I say as far as confidence goes, and I'm speaking on the black people, a lot of us black people, we've been raised in all different forms, styles, we've been tossed around the world, our ancestors. We come from we like mutts. So some of us walk around with that mutt. And then when we see the other people, like people of your standards, Jeanette, for example, I hear Roger talk. He don't know. I've been knowing you since you've been 13 years old. I've been around you for quite a mile of time, too. So I know some things about you that other people don't know. I know you're a good person. I know you got a good character. I know you got a good heart. I know you're strong. I know all these things about you. But when other people like myself come around you and I know who I am. And that's one of my insecurities because I know me. And just being around somebody that's better than me builds up my insecurity to make me feel like I'm worthy also.
Hold on, boy. I got something to chime in on it. Ain't nobody better than you. You're just as good as everybody else.
Okay, but that's the insecurity, bro. That's the insecurity. And when I say better, no, ain't nobody better because we all made of the same substance. So ain't nobody better than the next. But a lot of people carry the trait in their brain to where they think they don't measure up.
Mm-hmm.
So they do extra things. They do extra things outside the box just to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with that fit, after they fit for so long, they automatically become a part of the puzzle, which that insecurity eventually goes away. That person don't look down on themselves like they used to
away.
In certain areas.
It should go away, but sometimes it's like, with Roger knowing me the way Roger know me, because Roger knows me very well.
But not like that. I don't know her like that, though.
Not like that.
I don't know her like that.
No.
This is my partner. This is my big sister.
But here's the deal, though, Roger.
I just want everybody to know.
It's
my girl.
Here's the thing, though, Roger. A lot of men that I've dated never understood the men that were my friends and how I maintained that friendship.
Well, you did that with a balance, cause you had friends that was always looking, why you messing with her? Who is you? Don't get it messed up. You would go over the cliff. But we got her. She got us, cause you always had us. You always had us. Your sister had us. And
but a lot of times people don't understand that, and that can bring insecurity into a relationship because most women sneak, lie, cheat, do. You know I ain't never been like that.
But, Pete Gang, it was like this. We said it from the get-go. This is what it is, and you don't. If you say it from the get-go, this is my brother. This is my friend. This is what it is. I ain't trying to do this with him. Hey, you can have him, girl. I love him as a brother. You better not hurt him. But when you put those rules down and set the guidelines down, hey, this is who I am. This is what I am to him. This is what we do. This is how we get down. We barbecue. We do this. We cook. We clean. We do this. He will clean up an omelet, yada, yada, yada. But you may not hurt it. He will walk to get to you.
Roger.
The need to be solved. He gonna reach out and let everybody know there's 10 or 4 news.
Roger, I got to say this. I know we're so running out of time. I got to say this. I remember when I went, you invited me over to your place, and your girlfriend was there. You had women there. Your women, now you know how I am. Me and Tanya became best friends. We was like in vogue. But that was your girlfriend. And she was never insecure with my presence. She never tripped on our relationship.
That is it.
We was good. You
that
don't find
it.
That
because I ain't
people.
Never going to have that shit like that.
And you know, Tanya's a girl. But that was your woman.
Always.
That was your woman. But when you would date women that was messy.
There you go. See, you on the podcast.
And I'd be like, Roger, That one missed.
There you go. There
this
you go.
Be a
hey, I'm going to say something right now on the podcast. I'm going to say this. I'm going to respond back, though, please. Hey, we really enjoyed you coming down here to San Diego when Larry was here.
I had
that
fun.
Was it. I really enjoyed you. Thank you. Thank you for traveling.
You know
and
I show up when I'm invited.
I know you don't travel like you normally travel, but tell people, you need to bring Tisha with you next time.
Roger. Really, my baby.
Okay, all right. We're on the podcast. All right, I know.
You ain't getting my baby. Okay, so we didn't get a chance to talk about the top 10 signs of insecurities, and we talked about relationships, not feeling good enough, improving your self-confidence.
Hey, I got one for you, Nat.
What's that?
What do you think about old men dating younger women?
Well, a lot of times it depends on the maturity.
Can we do that next time?
We can do that because you know what? This is the thing. It depends on the maturity of the person because maturity don't come with age.
Huh.
And sometimes younger women will attract themselves to older men because they're looking for a father figure. And the man already knew what the hell he doing. He know what he
were
doing.
Were you looking for a father figure, Jeanette?
No, I wasn't.
Mm.
I didn't
what
have.
What you looking for now?
Well, I don't look for anything. I don't.
What
look.
Are you looking for right now? Right now.
I don't look for nothing. First of all. Secondly, I'm not one to the. I'm not to the point to where I'm so broken and wounded and hurt, and I'd be like all men. All I'm not that. I've never been there. Some
are you dating?
People, am I dating? Not right now. And some people think that, well, you should have dated a white man. Oh, hell, I got to do with a white man. I ain't got to do no damn white man.
No, they always come to you. Anyway, moving on. I'm sorry. I'm
and
sorry,
so,
sorry,
but
sorry,
the
sorry.
Thing is this. I look for, or I like compatibility, growth, where we can talk to, not talk at. I tell an individual, it ain't about you being in love and you love me. It's respect. I respect you, you respect me. And where are we going with this? I look at character traits. Who
would
are
you get married
you?
Again?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I got somebody I would like to introduce you to.
You
on
know
the
what, Roger? I ain't never been, you ain't introduced me to nobody. You always be trying to do that with me. That don't work with me.
Hey, but I can't do it. You know why?
Why?
You got a man already.
Okay, Roger. Okay.
You know, and I ain't even gonna call no names, but on our way. But you got a man.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know
asked
that, right?
Me, you asked me a question,
you know what I'm
Roger.
About, right?
You asked me a question. I gave
you know you,
a,
you got a man, right?
I hear you, Roger. You asked me
and
a question.
You heard me, right? But
I
you got
hear
a man,
you, Roger.
Right?
You asked me a question. I gave you an answer, and you know you.
You know the
around.
Man I'm talking about,
Roger. I know you very well, Roger. Okay. So, when we talking about
I love you, too. I love you, too.
But
and
you,
that was a good answer.
Okay, so.
I know the answer to the question.
Okay, here we go. You asked me a question about older men and younger women. The same is true with older women and younger men, too, because sometimes insecurities within that relationship can pop in. So, I'm going to pose that question to Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed, what is your take on older men and younger women, or... older women and younger men. Because sometimes it could be issues in a relationship, and sometimes they may be able to be happy. Who knows? What's your take
well,
on that,
when the man, is in his early 20s, then the older woman, you know, is okay because, you know, she gets to school with him. But when the man gets past 40, then it's got to be the other way around. See? So, you know, because, you know, what's a 40-year-old man going to do with an 80-year-old woman? You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? I've heard men overlook
time sometimes. As far as a 50-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman, that'll work, too, depending on, like you said earlier, about the maturity.
Hey, Roger, okay, but sometimes these insecurities kick in because social media can cause a problem where we're looking at people talking about cougars or the woman on there talking about you call your mama and tell her you ain't coming home. You know, because the woman is afraid of being alone, or the woman is afraid that some other young woman go take her young man, or then you got some people that is confident in who they are. or
well, first of all,
person.
When you're dealing with somebody that's of a different age bracket, you know, that's one of the things that comes with the territory. I mean, if a 50-year-old woman is dating a 22-year-old man, she got to be expecting that there's going to be some 22-year-old girls that's going to get his eye from time to time. And so she's going to have to expect that, okay? Same thing with a 22-year-old
yeah,
woman
that's a shaky
and a 50-year-old
situation,
man.
Though.
You know, you got to expect somebody else to get their eye. You know, that's why,
correct.
You know, you got to be – That goes with the territory. So, you know, there's no reason being insecure, you know, because you already know what you're going into.
Well, but the thing is this, too, it depends on the man, because that man may not be interested in younger women, and that's just like a man dating women that are heavy or thin or whatever the case may be. He likes what he likes. So sometimes individuals will struggle with that because it doesn't mean it's always going to be a problem. But if the two can talk, oh, I love to sit up there and laugh and talk with my mate, and we sit up there, if our relationship and our bond is that tight, we ain't going to let nobody get in the middle of it. I'm not going to be worried about Susie down the street or Miss Parker around the corner, or he ain't got to worry about the mailman because he knows he can trust me.
Well, that's what I just said. I mean, a person, you have no reason to be insecure. If you're with somebody and you know there's a big age gap between you, you know, then that's something that you gotta come into understanding what's going on, what you're walking into. And if you gotta be so insecure, I know I'm 50 and she's 22, so I don't know, you know, you checking her phones and following her around and all that. That's insecurity big time. I mean, so if you gotta be insecure, maybe you should. At the second guess doing that relationship. See,
gotcha.
I mean, but it could be the same thing. It could be the same thing if you're the exact same age. You can both be 40 and have the exact same insecurities.
Correct.
See,
all right.
So
Jerome,
you know, it's all about the individuals when it comes to that.
Well, what's your take on
I'm
that?
I'm out, man.
Okay.
Out.
Thank you for calling, Roger. Okay, Jerome, what's your take on that? We talk about insecurities.
Me myself, I think it's a shaky situation. And but then it also depends on the age gap. I mean, 2 or 3 years, okay. But a 12-year gap, nah, that's kind of shaky. It's shaky because, for one, an older man dealing with a younger woman in today's age would make it a shaky situation because of how the women of today's age, the younger generation, is being raised. You know, all they want to do is shake their ass and party. So how would an older man deal with someone of that attitude? I mean, that would be a shaky situation. That would create insecurity because all she is at the club every night. So how would a person – but then it depends on the two individuals also. I mean, if they see eye to eye and they – on the same plane, if they, what they say in the Bible, if they yoke, if they have the same capacity, then, I mean, it all depends on the two people, really.
Well, that's what I said earlier.
But me, myself, personally, I wouldn't do it. I tried it before in my younger age, and it didn't turn out too well, so I wouldn't suggest it in my older age because I see how the world is. And I don't think it would be a good idea.
Okay. It depends. Like I said,
I think it depends on the individuals. I think it depends on the circumstances. You know, like, you know, some older guys can work with younger women and vice versa, depending on the circumstances and the individuals involved. You know, so it just depends. You know, I mean, as far as all women, you know, that are in, all women in their 20s are not Taco Tuesday chicks, you know.
Correct.
There's
a whole lot of homebodies that are in their 20s, you know.
Right.
And same thing, you got guys in their 50s and 60s that are clubbers, you know.
Yes.
So, and same thing with women. So,
right.
You know, so it depends on the individuals and how they click.
Up on this topic because that is a whole other topic in regards to dating, and I mean, hey, maturity don't come with age. That's how I look at it.
Now, I was wondering what you was doing, but you was trying to go into another hour with a whole other topic.
I know. That's because Roger kept calling me, and I put him on the show. Okay, well, thank you for joining me here at Princess Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Again, I didn't get a chance to share some of the information I wanted to share about insecurity and signs of insecurities and what to do to build your self-confidence. We need to talk about that because there's a lot of individuals that are carrying a lot of trauma, a lot of insecurities, a lot of things that may be hindering or impeding them from growing in healthy relationships with others. And the relationship first got to start with you. Your self-esteem and how you feel about yourself is very important. It doesn't matter what nobody else think or say about you. It's how you feel about yourself is important. And if there's some things you want to work on it. Ain't no more with that. That's between you and your Jesus. So again, Mr. Ed, thank you. Jerome, thank you for joining me. I wish I would have had a female perspective, but I didn't. But until next week, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But thank you for joining me here at Friendship Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.